This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Employers struggling to fill empty seasonal jobs this winter at hotels and ski resorts, for example, just got some relief from the federal government. The Biden administration announced this week it's expanding the cap on H-2B visas for the winter season. An extra 20,000 will be up for grabs for employers looking to hire temporary foreign workers by March 31st. That's on top of the 33,000 already available. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
In a typical winter, Jeff Hanley at Aspen Skiing Company says the resort complex hires hundreds of temporary workers.
Unfortunately, in our business, we're never fully staffed.
The company uses visa workers at its bars and restaurants and to teach ski lessons in different languages. But this year, it's been hard to get international workers. For one, they have to be vaccinated to enter the U.S. Plus, visa processing has been delayed during the pandemic.
We had some employees who had to travel from their home country to another country where they could get into the consulate to get what they needed to get here.
Steve Yeller, a professor of immigration law practice at Cornell, says if employers get past these hurdles, the visas could help the labor shortage a little bit.
A little bit is the operative word. You know, an additional 20,000 visas is not a lot in the greater scheme of things.
Plus, what seemed like a good solution to the labor problem a month ago may not even work now. Brad Hirschbein at the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research says the Omicron variant likely has employers rethinking their staffing equations.
Because there's a lot of uncertainty, some of the employers may decide that they can't project whether they're going to need all of those workers or all the visas.
And the price tag may not even be worth it. Between application and legal fees, Hirschbein says it costs an employer thousands of dollars to hire just one worker on a seasonal visa. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.